Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And yes, we have surpassed 200,000 downloads or listens of the podcast. It's like 200,300 some odd. So thank you. Thank you. Seriously, all of you. If you listen, if you tell people about this, the success of this podcast is in your hands, and you're amazing. So you can't see me doing this, but I'm doing two thumbs up. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, normally when I go and I read a Kickstarter update, it's usually about some train wreck that has some good news or a train wreck that has some bad news. This is neither. This is a highly successful, well-funded Kickstarter that's ongoing right now. And it's telling us, you, me, the fans of Swords and Wizardry, that's the Kickstarter, by the way, Swords and Wizardry box set, about what's coming up for Swords and Wizardry. Product line after the Kickstarter. Two common questions. One, are the digital stretch goals going to be available in physical form? And two, what is coming next for Swords and Wizardry after the box set? So, this Kickstarter isn't just a one-off printing. It's the first in a line of support products for Swords and Wizardry with a new look and approach. Some of the digital stretch goals will definitely be available in physical form later on, but not as part of the Kickstarter. Getting it carried away with physical stretch goals is deadly for Kickstarters, and we've made that mistake before. I'm glad to see this, by the way. All right. Because you can add too many physical stretch goals, and then all of a sudden what you thought was a profit is now a negative balance that you have to take care of, especially when you budgeted for a certain weight to ship, and then you go beyond that. Yeah, that really carries over. So, back to the update. We are still working out details, but our assumption is that we will produce and sell the physical versions of stretch goals through Indiegogo, where we can evaluate, price, and produce them under controlled circumstances rather than mid-Kickstarter. Some of them may be great candidates for physical production, and some of them probably don't need a physical version, but production is best handled in baby steps. And mid-Kickstarter isn't a good time to make vital decisions or make promises that aren't backed by serious planning. I'm going to interject here. Yes, some people get carried away when a Kickstarter becomes very successful and start adding in tchotchkes that weren't planned for. And again, you can be a successful Kickstarter when it comes to funding and be a failure when it comes to production if you don't balance your costs versus the obligations that you suddenly are under. So, I'm actually glad to hear this. As to question two, this Kickstarter is a reboot and a flagship for a revamped product line for Swords and Wizardry. We're going to be coming out with supplements to the rules, not changes or updates, but optional rules and possible house rules, and also more monster supplements. Just a little peek behind the curtain. I've spoken with multiple publishers, and yes, monster supplements are extremely popular, and I've done such, I've done monster releases on the blog side, and yes, they are more so than magic items, more so I don't know, then I guess like even like, you know, like adventure hooks, monsters. People love monsters. So if you are an independent or a third-party publisher looking to get into the Swords and Wizardry market, maybe you have some ideas that you've never put out before. Monsters, man. Your cost is art. And if the right stock art, you're probably even pretty good hands. So these are going to be digest size. Again, that's important too if you're looking to publish third-party support for this. Digest size is where Swords and Wizardry is going. You want to make sure you match up with that as best you can with future releases. More Monsters is an example of what's in the works. We'll also be producing adventure modules that are designed for less focus on the Lost Lands and more focus on the non-campaign-specific capabilities of Swords and Wizardry. These aren't going to follow the look and feel of the Lost Lands. They're going to have their own signature on them. I think everyone is going to be pleased as we continue rolling out the new line of Swords and Wizardry products. Matt. That's Matt Finch for those not quite solidly in the know. So, yes, this excites me, and I'm glad they have laid out a rough outline of the future plans to support Swords and Wizardry. I'm not going to try to convert anybody to the game. If you've listened to me or read my stuff or met me at a convention, you've seen what I run. I run Swords and Wizardry Lite, which is basically the Swords and Wizardry, right? And there's a reason why I run it, because I can run this game without referring to the rules. You know, I love that. As a GM, DM, whatever you want to call it, your overhead and your mind space is low because these are the rules that you've grown up on, just clarified and presented cleanly and clearly. So, yeah. I am psyched. So, I know I have material I would like to release to support Swords and Wizardry. I'm sure there are others out there that feel the same. Remember, we're going to do Swords and Wizardry Appreciation Day at the end of this month. This is the February of 2020. So, start thinking now. Start thinking what you want. You might want to design a single monster. That is great. That is fine. Maybe you want to design a class, a spell, magic item, one-page adventure. What? Have at it. Have at it. This is going to be, it has been for a long time, but it's going to be even more viable. You're not going to get rich out of publishing for any OSR game. But you may make coffee money, beer money. Ice cream money. And it's fun. It's rewarding. So, on that note, folks, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Oh, by the way, today is Tuesday, February 4th, 2020, which means, State of the Union address. So I'm going to be playing a drinking game tonight. I have to figure out the rules in the next, I don't know, less than an hour. But I'm going to be playing a drinking game. Makes politics fun, right? All right, folks. I will talk with you all later. Be good. Bye now.